Next time I see one of those self-help gurus on TikTok say one of those things, I'm going to be like, I might turn into a bitch.
What if I don't want to be a bitch, but I do want to be good at things. Can you have any advice? No?
Great. What if I want to believe I can do anything, but in a down-to-earth kind of way?
You have to also believe that everybody else can do anything. So you can't be the Titanic unless everybody else is also the Titanic.
That's true. That's true.
And you all sink together.
You all sink together.
Find the Titanic and you're the Titanic.
Who's sinking the ship?
Who's sinking the ship? Welcome to Fine Pairings. I'm Grace.
I'm Claire.
We're going to be breaking down Titanic today. Probably a lot.
Now I'm sort of like, Rose, you dumb bitch. You made it 24 hours and then you were like, I'm going to jump.
Part of me is like, okay, if you're already really unhappy with your life and now you're like, well, now I'm on a boat.
That's true. Fair.
Opportune time to jump versus like in my house.
I thought it was like, you know, at least make it to day 3 before you're like, I'm really collapsing in on myself.
Got to throw myself off this boat.
Yeah, like, I really can't marry that guy.
Well, like, even like, and like, I know the whole, it's, they're from different worlds and like, it's a flashbang comet situation of a love story. But how many days did you know this man? Was it 3?
Back to the internet.
It has to have been like 3. Because like, I haven't rewatched Titanic in a while. I should. I wasn't assuming that it was like a day-to-day-to-day situation. I was assuming it was like a day. And then we kind of peter off a little bit. And then it's a new day. And
the Titanic tells the story of Rose and Jack, who over the course of 4 days...
4 days!
Meet to get to know each other, fall in love, defend their romance, and then die. It's a real Romeo and Juliet.
Like, I know
situation.
This. I know this happens all the time in movies, and especially like, what's the one that everyone complains? It's 50 Shades of Grey is the real fucking kicker, because like, it's in modern day, crazy timeline, and you're stuck on a boat.
You're stuck on a boat. There's no one else.
For like 4 days. That's not that many days.
That's not very.
It's
many
no
days.
9 months.
No 9 month cruise.
Imagine the frenzied pace of Titanic, but 9 months.
Holy.
Fall in love week 1, break up back together 2 weeks later. Like for 9 months, just like.
You finally get off the boat and you're like, I've been married and divorced to this person.
7 times.
Like 7 times it feels.
To 6 different people. Like, there better not be like a minister on that boat. All right, so Titanic.
Yeah.
What is your history with Titanic? Do you remember watching it for the first time?
I do remember watching it. I don't remember what age I was, but I know that.
Who showed it to you?
My parents, we watch it at my house. I think I remember asking them how long it is because they had to explain to me because we had a 2-cassette tape.
It had like an intermission.
Because it had like, because it was like so long, it couldn't fit on one tape. Do you remember your first time watching
100%
it?
Because I watched it the year it came out, which famously is when we were 5 years old.
Why?
How? I think...
Did you go to the theater?
No. I think, again, I just had shit friends in elementary school. I don't know. I think I was maybe a shit kid. And so we just like collected each other one at a time. It was like, we were hanging. Like, I don't remember why. I don't remember why she had this movie. I think she had an older brother. I don't know. Don't know. It was the year it came out, but it was when it was, or the year it came out on like VHS or whatever, because it was at her house. So maybe it was like 6. And like not really knowing that I wasn't supposed to, because I didn't know. And then I told my parents I watched it and they were like, oh, okay. And so then later,
is it rated R?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it might be. Actually, no, I think it might be PG-13 because there's not a lot of swearing, and there's not like a lot of sex, and there's not a lot of violence.
It's PG-13.
Yeah, but I was like 7. So
for disaster related, so it is. Titanic is rated PG-13
for disasters.
For disaster related peril and violence, nudity. Sensuality.
That's
and
fair.
Brief language.
Definitely sensuality for sure. So I was really curious what fan fiction looked like for Titanic, because I was like, okay, well, we have kind of a clear-cut ending. We have really only 2 characters, though there are a couple of side characters. Like there's the villain fiance, I guess. Like the families are kind of in there. So I was like, where are we gonna go? And so a lot of what I found, there was a couple of camps. The first camp was like Jack and Rose, but they both live. So either A, alternative ending, and then we see them get to New York, live their life together, or alternatively, Rose goes off to like be an actress or do something, and then surprise, Jack is alive. They found him and revived him or something. So like that sort of a thing. So that was something, and I was like, okay, like all these are interesting, but like, I don't know. I don't know about this like alternative ending to the disaster of the Titanic. Other one was additional character self-inserts into Titanic.
Okay.
Also hilarious.
Also hilarious.
Like, Titanic, but I am Jack's 12-year-old sister, and I'm here causing little kids shenanigans. Also hilarious.
Also hilarious.
What I've brought to you today is neither of those things. And this...
I don't know what to feel.
...brought me so much joy.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
And so I want to set up what I...
Oh, no.
As I do, I was like scrolling through and I was like clicking on ones that I liked and I found this one and I was like, interesting. This is hitting a familiar place for some reason. And it is because it is from the Titanic's perspective as a boat.
Why have you done this?
And so that brought me so much joy. Because another episode I've re-listened to recently is the Suez Canal episode. And I was like, man, this must have been inspired by the Suez Canal. Like some like the verbiage and like the boat like talking sentience about like its environment and the people on it. And I was and like a sentient boat. I was like, sentient boat, it gives me Suez Canal. This came out February 2021. So this
right before
premonition.
Before the Suez?
Yes. This predates the Suez Canal fix, even though the tone is aggressively similar. My mind was blown.
So did they enter a wormhole? How did they do this?
Right? I was like, this fic like manifested the Suez Canal fix somehow. Like I had to like sit on my couch and be like, this can't be right. There's no way. There's no way this person came up with this on their own a month before all these other people started writing about sentient boats. There's no way. But there is way. It is true. That is what happened.
Wow, that's so crazy.
I was like, there's no way I can't bring this. And luckily, I got in touch with the author and they gave us permission.
Nice.
So this fic is called A Love That Weathered Time by Marvelous Man. And they did get back to me. I did try and ask for some more information, but who knows if they will actually get back to us. So what was funny was that they gave us permission and they said that they wrote this fic for a creative writing class in high school. So they may not be in high school anymore.
The boats are going all the way
down.
But
they could still be. This doesn't feel like 14-year-old writing. This feels like 17, 18-year-old. But like, you know, still. So they could be in college. I'm going to see if I can get an update from them. But they said, I thought the idea of an inanimate object having feelings was an interesting concept. And two inanimate objects falling in love was another thing that was really funny to me. Everything about this brought me joy. And then I also read it and was like, more continuing joy to get joy. And I thought it was going to be like, you know, sentient boats, silly sillies. And then also it hit me with some feelings. And I was like, well, this fic has everything.
Sillies, feelings.
Yeah, way more feelings than I would have expected from a sentient boat. So what I've brought to you is I was looking up 1910s cocktails. Mm. And I've been hearing about this cocktail a lot. It's one I like. It's called a last word, or the last word, which typically has equal parts gin, green chartreuse, maraschino, Luxardo, and lime juice.
Okay.
And to make this a new little thing, I swapped the maraschino with rose simple syrup. So now it is Rose's Last Word, which is more morbid than I thought.
That's dark.
But that's what we got. So
it's been 87 years.
It's been is it 87? I thought it was 84.
I don't know.
94? So that can't be right.
I think she said it's been 84 years.
It's been 84 years.
It smells.
Cheers.
It smells insane.
Very herbally.
Yeah, it smells insane.
It's very old. It's one of the oldest cocktails.
This smells like something you would find in your like great grandmother's vanity, like a perfume.
Like a sherry.
Or like this is like medicinal, very herbal.
Hmm.
What does that taste like?
I don't know. Medicine. Because I knew lime and rose kind of went together and I figured that would be a better swap than like, I don't know, the green chartreuse, which like, something about green chartreuse really feels like it's from the 1810s.
This is good. This does really taste like something I would expect to taste on the Titanic. Like,
yeah,
like
they'd probably make something similar. Maybe not the first. Well, again, I'm thinking this is a 3-month trip. They probably had fresh limes for a week.
I don't know why I thought it was like a 3-week trip.
It just seems like it would have been.
I like didn't really study the Titanic that much. I just saw the movie.
The Titanic was not a cruise.
Like the only cruise I went on, Alaskan cruise, and it was probably like a week.
Yeah.
So that sounds right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Falling in love on that Alaskan cruise. And then you both die.
We both die. I just really thought that, like, if I was going to, like, I just assumed if I was going to, like, cruise today from New York to wherever they took off.
London? Pretty sure it's London.
I just assumed that would be, like, they'd be like, it's a 12-day cruise.
Yeah. So, we're going to get into our fic. Which, again, It's called A Love That Weathered Time.
Yeah.
From the Titanic's perspective. The author's note at the beginning says, I swear to God, I never thought I'd write this, but it was too funny to imagine that I had to. I hope I did the Titanic's love story justice.
Good. My world is rocked that the Titanic wasn't a cruise. It was just a passenger ship.
We just think about it because it was fancy. It was meant to many, many times bring people back and forth from New York. And we just know in the future that it didn't.
This is upsetting.
We think about it being a huge waste of money. The Titanic was all over the news when it was finished. Newspaper headlines read, Unsinkable Ship. People oohed and aahed over the magnificent and elegant craftsmanship that was put into it. Passersby, hopping into lesser boats, whispered to one another what lengths they would go to in order to see the inside. Craftsmen were craving to see the layout, architects craving the design. Did the praise and open adoration get to the Titanic? Of course. It was only a ship. It still had feelings. From the moment it was pieces of wood to the glorious wonder it was now, the Titanic was told it was going to change history. Not just be put down as some cornerstone moment, but a ship that would shake the world. It remembered when the craftsmen and builders working on it would admire its beauty from afar. They would carefully shine and build each piece laid in it. Its exterior was sturdy and strong, and it was told it could withstand anything. Mighty storms, freezing waters, sharp ice, nothing could stop its travel. So what if it was a little pretentious and unkind at times? It was beautiful inside and out, which was better than most any creature. It had a right to feel above others.
Hoity-toity.
Wow. Would you
feel of yourself, Titanic?
If you were told as like a kid, you're like, you can never fail. You can never anything wrong. You'd be kind of a shit guy.
Yeah, it really makes you change.
You're beautiful. And you're the hottest thing in the world. Like, you're the hottest kid around.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that like saying where they're like, if you were told like you wouldn't fail, like what would you do? I didn't realize.
Probably fail.
I didn't.
If I was told I couldn't fail, I would do something. I'd probably end up failing.
It's that I didn't realize one of the options was like being a straight up bitch. Like, I didn't really think that would go to your head.
Sometimes.
I always thought it was like more, you know, like you're going to
do something
great.
You'd never risk.
I'm gonna run. Yeah, you'd try something you've always wanted to, yeah. But
turn into a cocky asshole.
Turns out you're a cocky asshole. Okay.
Whoopsies.
Whoops.
The leader overseeing its building had been replaced by another who would take it out to sea. Take it out to have it fulfill its purpose. Now that it had a new caretaker, the Titanic was nervous. It had been told its whole life that there was only one thing it had to do, and it would do it perfectly. Except it had never actually been out at sea before. Knowing none of the dangers, hazards, wonders, where was it to believe that it could do what it had never done before? She's a wonder, isn't she? The captain, who was the person who took over the leader position, purred. He gripped the handles on the helm tighter, and the Titanic took it to mean he was getting ready. For what? No clue. The person next to him nodded. It's an honor to be a part of her first sail. Hell if it ain't dead tiring. The other man sighed as though the past days had brought him to the edge of death and knew the days to come would only be worse. Part of the job, Captain. You don't gotta tell me. The captain swatted at him, shooing him away from the wheelhouse to carry on with his responsibilities. The captain turned back to stare out the windows, looking around at everything he could see from so far above. The Titanic didn't really understand what they were talking about. It almost never did. What made it a she? It knew what she's looked like to those creatures, and it looked nothing like that.
What's that? Very the Titanic confusing. Has a vagina.
Apparently it doesn't. It's like, I see all these she's and they're small and they have arms.
Yeah.
I do not have arms. And
it's just more evidence that gender is a construct.
Why am I a she?
Yeah.
Which part of me?
Maybe next time I hear a transphobe, be like, no, this is, I'll be like.
If we can call boats she's, yeah, we can call that person that wants to be a she.
Yeah. I'll be like, can you point to your car's vagina?
Find me the boat's vagina. Look on this map. I have a diagram of the mighty Titanic. Show me the ship's vagina.
She was the unsinkable ship. Where is her vagina?
Where is her vagina?
Nary a penis in sight.
Not even a one.
Not even a one.
Where's the vagina on your car? Tailpipe. Nope, that's a butthole.
That is clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly a butthole.
Clearly.
Clearly a butthole.
Obviously. Just because you fuck it. No, this is not the secret. It didn't look anything like any of the she's it had ever heard of. Why was work tiring? It had never felt tired since it was created. It had only felt a mix of beauty, happiness, and nostalgia. It didn't look like a feeling it'd want anyway, so maybe it was better not knowing. The days passed by swiftly after that. Time was never a construct the ship paid attention to, and out at sea, floating with the waves, Time seemed as far away a necessity as land. The Titanic was land for the creatures it housed, and it was mighty proud of that. It could feel the hustling and bustling, creeping and crawling, of each creature as they made their way through the ship. It was a piece of wonder on the outside, and the glorious treasures inside were sights to make even the richest of them all feel poor. Of course, the Titanic didn't understand why they would feel jealous or envious. If they wanted something as marvelous as itself, why not create another one? It had seen its craftsmen build many things, so it was certain that they could build many more. The only way the Titanic could keep track of what the small creatures inside it counted as time was through their routines. They did the same things every day, so it was easy to count. The orange would share its brilliance upon the sky, and the creatures would start bustling around, some quite a bit earlier than others. Counting time was a fun hobby for the ship, allowing it to focus on what was, is, and what could be. It was awfully exciting waiting for what could be. It's like truly just being like a baby. Like, what are all of you doing? Why do you get up when that orange thing's in the sky? I keep going all the time.
I never stop.
I am certainly not a person. The tiny creatures seemed to rush through time, or their version of it was just so short that they thought to get as many things done as soon as they could. But when the orange fell off the sea and was replaced by endless black, they all, some sooner than others, went quiet. It was during this quiet time the Titanic would stop focusing on the inside of itself and relish the activity taking place surrounding it. Swarms of creatures just below it and around it, not like any creature the Titanic had ever seen before. These creatures could communicate with the ship, and it made the silent times pass by forgotten. Some had daring, adventurous stories of the unknown, some had romantic, shiver-inducing tales, and some had daily lifehood stories they shared with the Titanic. All were fascinating, but the Titanic most resonated with the romantic ones. It had seen the tiny creatures aboard it close together, and sometimes it heard music playing while some clutched at each other. It didn't understand, but knew enough from listening that that was romance. And the ship wanted romance.
Twas the ship of dreams.
Twas the ship of dreams. Romance.
Twas the ship.
Twas the ship of romance, only in the movie. I'm sure somebody in real life fucked up on the Titanic.
I'm sure one baby was made on the Titanic.
Somebody was conceived. I feel like we would know if somebody was born. So I don't think anyone was born,
but somebody was conceived.
Oh my God. Okay. How beautiful would it be? More beautiful than anything anyone could ever create. More beautiful than words could describe, images could print, imagination could think. It had only been a few orange rises into the voyage, but the Titanic was getting antsy. What if it never met its true love? Did love exist?
No.
Right. It's just like, you somehow know the word romance because a couple people told you stories. You don't know if it's real.
No.
People tell stories about mermaids.
Those are real,
but only because I've seen one. Did love exist?
No.
Or is it just a fairy tale that these submarines are telling me? Or these fish? I really don't know what she's referring to. This octopus told me one time that love is real. I was like, what? That sounds fake.
Sounds fake.
No one else has told me about that. From what it had seen of the tiny creatures, true love did not exist. They argued, threw fits, fought, and exchanged one for another. It didn't seem like a love that the Titanic wanted. Besides, who would love the Titanic back? So, the Titanic kept feeling for the waves, the ones that shook its body and kept it afloat. It felt for the creatures underneath, the ones who swam away when it got near or swam too close when passing by. And by the time these creatures floated about and the waves crashed and sank, the Titanic realized something it had never thought about before. It was lonely. Lonely for the nature of another quite like its own. It was hard to understand the worries and the trifles of the tiny creatures. The Titanic was built for eternity and lived effortlessly. The orange blur was shrouded beneath the waves once again, and the Titanic thought that eternity would be endless. However, there was one small detail that stirred interest. Just one small dot. There. Just a few times away. Or whatever the ship assumed the tiny creatures called that. It wasn't quite like land. It wasn't robust like the Titanic. It wasn't large enough to be anything creature-made. What was it?
Is this the iceberg? Are we falling in love with the iceberg? It's the water? What is it?
We shall see. There seemed to be more of it underwater than above. Rough edges outlined the uneven shape. The Titanic was giddy to be sailing towards it, eager to communicate with whatever being it was. It seemed like the ship's wishes and thoughts were answered. Insurmountable tasks fulfilled. A huge object randomly appearing at sea. Waiting for the Titanic to seek it out.
This is the iceberg.
It is.
The sand? The bottom?
Nope. Giant squid.
Giant squid.
Hilarious. Love that.
Again, the ocean is filled with so many mysteries.
So fast.
Giant whales, giant squid.
That's what I was talking about icebergs. Last week, where you were talking about Andre the Giant somehow interacting with mermaids. I was like, you know what? Actually, mermaids would be the size of whales to keep warm, communicate with each other, live in the depths.
Damn.
Love that. Right? This giant, like 30-foot mermaids. Definitely real.
Damn.
I don't know if they'll look very human, but like they'll be big. They'll be robust and warm. If they're living in Greenland beaches, they are not tiny babies.
You're right.
They are big.
Yeah.
It seemed like the ship's wishes and thoughts were answered, insurmountable tasks fulfilled. A huge object appearing randomly at sea, waiting for the Titanic to seek it out.
What's a boat like you doing out
doing
here?
Doing it on a place like this. What's a sentient, naturally made creature of your distinguished appeal doing it in a place like this? Wow. Also, there's a bunch of you, but you're the only one talking.
Wow.
Soon enough, the ship was able to glimpse more of the glittering giant. Sheets of white hang in disharmony, glowing in the moonlight. The Titanic thought it was stunning, and the voice that carried over, majestic. Quite rare to see a ship around here. More refreshing than frozen water was the sound of this voice reverberating back to the Titanic. In the gleam of night, only the two of them were seen beneath the stars. A ship? What does that mean? It's who you are. What I am? I was built to sail and built a ship, but who am I? Who are you? What a silly question. You are not a who. Then what am I? The Titanic was equal parts frustrated and exhilarated with this conversation.
This is looking real meta.
Yeah. No other could define its existence. Could it come to such an understanding? But with no other could it be so confused either.
I'm not a who. I'm a what.
Am I a what if I can think about who I am, what I am?
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Quite simply, a ship. Though I suppose you want to know what you are to yourself, and that I have no answer.
Or only why.
You can find out what you are.
Well, crazy.
This didn't answer any of the Titanic's questions, but it was certainly still mesmerized by whatever it was talking to. So, what are you then? This really gives, I don't know why, but something about the meta-ness of this really gives me like the Fault in Our Stars, like kids being a little too meta at each other.
I'm holding the killing thing between my teeth.
Can you tell me who I am? Well, I just met you. Yeah. But we are what we are only to other people. Do we even exist when we're not around each other?
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked. Fucking Angus. What is his name?
Angus. Miss Bangus. Angus McBangus. What is his name? August?
Hazel and... no, that's... Is that the actor's name? Fuck. I remember the...
Augustus.
Fault. Augustus. Okay, I'm not that far. Angus McBangus.
Angus McBangus. Angus McBangus. The bird at TikTok.
Feels like something fucking Angus Augustus would say. Be like, yeah, I hold this between my teeth as a metaphor for the thing that kills me, not having control over my life. And also, am I even real when no one else is around? I'm not. I'm a concept.
As a person who survived the pandemic on my single Pringle aloneness, I did not stop existing. So if I ever ran into one of those mofos out in the wild,
I was alone and I perceived my own self, motherfucker.
I was like, you say, why am I here? I say, I am who I am to myself. I don't know.
Well, this didn't answer any of the Titanic's questions, but it was certainly still mesmerized by whatever it was talking to. So what are you then? I have no idea either. It's not like I choose to be this way. I know I've been me for an awfully long time, and I've met plenty of ships that have sailed by me. Its voice got sharper. Mind you, most of them complain about who or what or why or how they exist. And it's not like I've got the knowledge to tell them. You do seem very knowledgeable. The voice, appeased, replied. Thank you. You seem less rambunctious than the others. I have a purpose that I received from tiny creatures.
Sounds like aliens. I have a purpose I received from tiny creatures.
It does. They named me the Titanic and built what I am. But you're noisier than most. So that does dampen things. Dampen what things? Have you no mind? Or is yours full of air? Dampen emotions, feelings, attraction. I quite like you, and it's regretful I do. Most call me ice, if it's important for you to know. Like? The ship sounded it out. Is like... Is that like love? The Titanic got extremely excited. This was love. and it had meant something to love, and now all it had to do was figure out how to love. Maybe it was indeed like those other ships. The thought made the Titanic want to sail away and complain and say it was different and do none of those things all at once. I have no idea. I've never heard of love. I have only heard of it of like a while back, when a ship slowed down enough for me to hear the tiny creatures inside complain of liking one another. I have heard of those same things. Isn't it wondrous? It's certainly something, the voice mumbled. I can't wait to love something. The tiny creatures say you can find it somewhere, and I've been sailing for quite a while and haven't found anything. And I've been here, floating, for an even longer while, and I've never seen this love. I only heard about it now. For all it matters, it could be until I see you again before I come close to finding it. I get to see you again? The Titanic was edging closer to the ice, and the thought of seeing it once more made its eternity seem worthwhile. The voice paused. The ship wondered if it should repeat itself, when a slightly stilted tone came back. Only if you can. I know how things go. You say you'll meet me again, but then you go a different way, and somehow never do. But, and I clearly remember this, you said I'm different from the others. That must mean something. So I will most definitely see you again. Quite soon. The ice rumbled its acknowledgement, waiting as the Titanic passed by. The Titanic was moving even closer to the ice. Closer than it had ever been to anything before. Maybe it was going to do what those tiny creatures did. Affection? Could the ship even show affection? It had no idea, but now was as good a time as any to find out. A shiver ran through the Titanic, a frigid sound that woke the tiny creatures inside. Something was off.
Uh-oh.
Something was wrong.
Uh-oh.
What did it do?
Uh-oh. They kissed, and it's ruined everything.
Just wanted to, like, not even kiss. Like, there was no, it was just like, I just want to touch your shoulder. Like, touch face, or like give you a little pat.
Brush shoulders.
Give you a little like shoulder pat of acknowledgement.
A brief lean.
Any affection. Yeah, a little, oh, like at the bar.
A nudge.
At the bar when your legs just kind of touch. Just yeah. To be like, I do like you.
A nudge.
Really ruins the vibe.
It does.
What did it do? Furious movement of the creatures went about, pulling the ship this and that. It had never felt so jostled, so unwelcomed, so used. Wasn't it doing what it was supposed to? Why were the tiny creatures forcing it away from the ice? The ice was comforting. A solid presence the Titanic could rely on.
This is where it got really Suez Canal-y for me.
Humans just trying to pull us apart. And then the Titanic felt it. Heard it. Saw it. A screech. A scratch. A scathing mark made as it sailed by the ice. Are you all right? I didn't mean to hurt you. I think I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. The tiny creatures are acting very strange. I know. It'll be okay. I'm sure it will be. The soothing voice of the ice flooded the Titanic. So fucking smart. The soothing voice of the ice flooded the Titanic, relaxing it, even as the tiny creatures made loud sounds and rough movements. It seemed they were preparing for something, though the Titanic couldn't determine what. It remembered the days when it was being built, craftsmen leaning over papers and talking amongst themselves. It remembered the captain and his crew hefting around equipment, preparing for a journey only it could provide. And somewhere along those times, the Titanic remembered a warning, one so glaring and obvious it should have realized so much sooner. Ships could sink. It was sinking. It was going completely underwater. But that wasn't possible, was it? It was unsinkable. Praised by all for its fame, how could it sink? What caused it to sink? What cruelty would take away its future and replace it with blankness? I'm sinking, the Titanic cried out. I'm sinking, and I don't know what to do. The creatures are leaving me. I'm going to not exist. I'm sure of it. And I wouldn't have eternity to live. I won't have a while to sail. I won't be famous. I'm useless. Horribly useless. What a mistake to be made. It kept wailing.
I'm getting upset.
I know.
I like briefly was sitting here and I'm like, I'm not gonna cry, but like, will I cry?
But it didn't even know.
Going to cry.
It's a big baby.
It's a big baby. It didn't know any of these things.
It didn't know being close to things would hurt it and make it sink.
None of us know that until it happens.
No one explained it. I know. This is a metaphor for heartbreak.
None of us
know. Getting close to someone is the only way to ensure you can find love and also the only way that your heart can be broken.
Million pieces on the floor.
Metaphors. You hold the metaphor between your teeth.
Hold the metaphor between your teeth.
You hold the metaphor on your Kindle in front of your face.
You allow it to break your heart. You let the killing thing go.
You let the ice close to you so that it can shard your side. What's the word for side on a ship? I can't remember. I was going to say bow, stern. Those are the front and back, I'm pretty sure, though.
Starboard, port. Those are the directions, but...
Port. It's... To scratch your port.
Nope.
Fuck.
That just means direction.
I don't know boats.
That's just like north, south, east, and west. I don't know the sides.
What a mistake to be made. It kept wailing. I have to tell you right now, everything I wanted to say when I visited you again, when I saw you next, the Titanic rushed its words, feeling the pull of the water, the pressure tearing it from inside out. I think I might like you. I don't know what this means, but I don't know what I am either. The ice kept silent as it watched the ship pass away, ripped to pieces and sent in a whirlpool, drowning by the sea it felt safe in.
God.
I think I might like you too, the ice whispered. Never
what
let go.
What a thing to say when you're dying.
Right, like I'm never going to see you again. I guess I like you. I just met you though. But I am falling apart.
Imagine if Rose instead of saying like, I'll never let go, she's like, I think I like you.
Honestly, it would have made more sense. They've been together for 4 days. They had sex once, probably. Yep. Maybe twice. I don't know.
At least once.
I might like you too. I had a really good time. In case I never see you again, you fucked me pretty good.
You were a pretty good lay.
I really did orgasm. I wasn't faking it. Just so you know. Just so you know.
What we had was real orgasms.
I really did feel a lot of things for you. This really makes it easy for me to not commit to anything in the future. I wasn't ready to do that yet. It's been 3 days. What are we?
I mean, what are you? Because someday when she can't ever tell that story because they never define what they are. You can't be like, I was fucking this boy on a boat for a while.
For like one day.
For one day, and then he died.
But I was also engaged, so like I couldn't really say we were dating. Really.
Like, wasn't my fiance. He was like my paramour.
But
like,
I did think about marrying him.
Okay, so the ship is dying.
I think I might like you too, the ice whispered. Sure, the Titanic couldn't reply. And even if I can't find this love, I know what made me think I could. It watched the tiny creatures abandon the ship they once adored. The loneliness that appeared was unsurprising and inescapable, especially after being in the presence of the Titanic. They had only met for a few moments, but that time was worth the long life the ice knew awaited it. 93 years later. There was only a little bit of ice left. Most of it had been washed away by time and heat too strong. It wasn't afraid of not being whole, knew it could still feel the tendrils of its existence floating about, mixing with others. What scared it most was what it did not know, for ice had learned much in the time that it was afloat. When the time came, it melted away peacefully, lulled into the ocean sweetly. It followed the course of nature, a pull few could resist, and by the time it reached the bottom of the ocean, it was a soft echo of what it used to be. "Do you know what you are?" it asked. Only boards and shreds and metal were left of the great being it had once seen. But it still remembered the Titanic. "You've changed quite a bit," the ship replied. Its voice was still lovely, still chirpy and quick, but there was an edge to it now, like a part of it was haunted and would be forever. The ice supposed that was to be expected. It was abandoned and left to sink for the benefit of others. "Quite a bit indeed. And I know what I used to be. I know what I will be. I found peace in the unknowing, confidence in the broken. And I think that's all I need to know. I think I might like you," the ice said, repeating words mentioned ages ago. Words that had no meaning, yet were sacred, just the same. The Titanic's voice was joyful as it responded. "Yes, I know I like you. It's nice to know these things, and not know them in equal measure." The ice supposed it wouldn't mind to continue seeping into the ocean, not as long as it could continue talking to the Titanic. And the Titanic no longer had eternity, but it had enough time to spend with the ice. The end.
Well, I'm emotionally devastated.
By ice.
By ice.
It's like, what a nice ending. They're both kind of like fragments of what they used to be, coming together, being old. Being old souls, actually having perspective on the universe, not just fucking around. And that was that was A Love That Weathered Time by Marvelous Man, a high school student who turned this in for their creative writing class. I fucking hope. I, as a teacher, would never recover.
I'd be like, I think we all need therapy.
Fucking incredible.
We need to get the guidance counselor in here stat.
I'm going to call your parents and just be like, your kid's great. Just want to let you know, they're writing about love and death. Out of a lot.
Their heart is filled with marshmallow fluff.
They have a lot of fluff and a lot of feelings.
And I just need you to know that
I hope they are using them productively. They got a lot of talent, though.
Very talented.
Very talented, baby.
Yes, deeply emotionally traumatized by decaying iron at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Still being alive.
Yeah. Also, feels of angst about our warming climate and how it...
Yeah, a little bit of that.
How it related to mm-hmm. the perishing of an ice.
Mm-hmm. An ice.
An iceberg.
Yeah.
And how...
The feelings of, like, of love connecting to being, feelings about like finding out who you are. Does that matter?
I'm a
what is love?
Ooh, how am I? What is love?
Should we define ourselves by the people around us? Like, I'm dying. I've had half of my drink. I've just been in a goofy mood all weekend.
It's been a wild
time.
This is
not helping me.
This is not, yeah.
I have no center of gravity right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to move forward from this moment.
Well.
aside from.
We have to pick another movie.
So yeah.
Maybe one with less feelings. There was no way, unless I brought you Jack's 12-year-old sister just fucking around on the Titanic, there was probably going to be some feelings involved in this one.
Yeah, I figured that.
More than, this was like, I brought what I thought was crack and it was feelings. And I think a lot of the other ones were like, they thought they were feelings and they were actually crack. So I had to pick one or the other. And this is where we are.
Crack to feelings is a better.
Crack feelings.
Crack feelings.
Great time.
So it's a
not
good,
feelings crack feelings.
It's a good pipeline.
Yeah.
So
a lot of hurt comfort a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it was tagged that way, but it was there.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt. I guess I'm comforted.
Hurt
little,
hurt.
But they were
comforted
together at
the
end.
Yeah.
They ended up together.
Yeah.
In a
yeah.
similar way.
Yeah.
They were both the forms matched.
Yeah.
I'm comforted.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Yeah. Ish.
Confused about whether I'm comforted or not. Which yeah, means I'm not 100%.
Yeah, not 100% how I feel. which, speaking of that, let's move on to...
what do we do next week?
The next week, you have tasked me with finding a Matrix fanfic. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, another classic we didn't pair with anything. For...
Yeah, no. I feel like it doesn't have a lot of true equals because, like, the things I would say are...
At least not that we were given in our original no.
yeah.
brainstorm.
Because it's, like, the things that, like, make the... Like, the Matrix is so distinctive, unique, that it's, like, the things I would say, like, if you, like, Google, like, if you like the Matrix, like, what should you watch next?
Mm.
It would be, like, movies that have come since... So it's like, yeah, I don't know, maybe
that we're
it'd be like
inspired by the Matrix. Like the closest thing, honestly, like I know they're not actually that similar, but like Fight Club kind of feels like the Matrix in the way it's built into our culture of like, oh, like the Matrix is used as a metaphor for like, yeah. you see something that other people don't and like you're in a world that other people don't recognize. And
right.
like that's been weirdly co-opted by like men's rights activists for reasons that don't really make sense. Same with Fight Club where it's like, oh,
yeah.
you're not seeing that the world is blah. It's that... They're kind of that. We'll talk about this next week, I'm sure. Players yeah. picked The Matrix because it is iconic.
Yep.
So we will see you next week for The Matrix. In the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with us, we have many, many socials. We are Fine Pairings Podcast on TikTok, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram and Threads, and Fine Pairings Pod on X or whatever it is.
You can also talk with us and other fans of the show on our Discord. You can find that linked in our show notes. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to interact with us some more, one way to get additional content is to join our Patreon, where you can either see, like right now during the season, two video episodes. You can see us react, see the drinks, see our, you know, beautiful
confused faces.
Our confused faces. Through
our contemplative that. Faces.
And then beyond that, you can also reach out to us over email at fineparingspodcast@gmail.com. And that's where you can send us your thoughts, your feelings, any fanfic recs, or as we are approaching the end of season 7, if you have ever written a review for the show, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is where you can also send over that review so that you can collect your 500-word fanfic that may be read at the end of the season.
Yes, and we will be coming up on those pretty quickly. So with that, we will see you in the Matrix, maybe?
Take the blue pill.
Are we in the Matrix? Which one is the blue pill, the Matrix one?
No, that's when you forget everything.
Oh, you live yeah. Red pill life. Is when you... Oh, yeah, that's why they... Okay, yeah. So take the red pill. Be in reality. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.